Hey, it's Rob Lowe the Star, and you tapped in to Hustle and Shine in the Morning. Hey,
shut up, Brian.
Kansas City, yeah, it's time to wake up. Get your butt up off the mattress, ain't no time to lay up. Hey, don't you know it's Hustle and Shine in the Morning? Yeah, yeah, we getting to it, making plays while they on it. Turn it up, that's my jam. 103.3, where that Z get slammed. Yeah, yeah, I see you doing your dance. But slow it down, baby, put that wheel in your hand. Don't be driving fast and crazy while you in your commute. Your baby daddy always trip, you won't give him the boot. Your baby mama think you're lying, you ain't telling the truth. And your kids woke up late, you gotta take them to school. It's cold, play this on your job while you're heading to work. With the morning gossip, you can get out of dirt. Motivation in a minute, we got all type of perks. Yeah, yeah, I know this sliding, throw this hit in reverse. Like, Kansas City, yeah, it's time to wake up. Get your butt up off the mattress, ain't no time to lay up. Don't you know it's Hustling Shine in the Morning? Yeah, yeah, we getting to it, making plays while they on it. Turn it up, that's my jam. 103.3, where that Z get slammed. Yeah, yeah, I see you doing your dance. But slow it down, baby, put that wheel in.
Come on, good morning, get up. Good morning, get up. Good morning, good morning, good morning. Wake up, yes, sir. It's time to Hustle and Shine. Brian B. Shining reporting live from the Brown and Kruger studio.
And your favorite cousin, Deanna Hustle, 559 on your time. High of 70. Currently, it is 54 at Park College.
Hi, D.
What's up, man? How you feeling on this National Skipping Day?
Ooh. Don't encourage nobody, D.
Yeah, but I don't even think it's skipping like that. I think it's like skipping.
Oh, skipping like skip to my loo.
Yeah.
Okay, yeah. That ain't my steez. We're going to talk about, briefly, first off, the tornado. It was tornado weather last night. It was crazy going around the city. We got to catch you up on the weather. Plus, the Chiefs draft, they had 2 first-round picks last night. We got to dive into that.
Yeah, and we got the morning gossip going down. We got more info as that Michael Jackson biopic finally hits the theaters. And Kehlani is dropping some new music. She got some details on Usher telling her he did not like a song.
Oh, boy. It's time to wake up and get to the weekend, y'all. Hustle and Shine in the Morning, only on Kansas City's number one for hip-hop, R&B, and throwbacks.
Hot with 03 Jams.
Haters better get on your job. Tell them, haters get on your job. Motivate. Sucker can't make me suffer. Just make me stronger and make me tough.
Would you willingly choose to spend 2 weeks on a task you could get done in a couple of hours? It sounds crazy, but plenty of people do it all the time. Putting off a necessary effort until later is initially an easy choice to make, but over the long term, it's a choice that brings the greatest amount of difficulty. That's because procrastination does not remove the burden. Procrastination keeps that burden hanging over your head for its entire duration. What's truly the easiest choice is to take action as soon as possible. The more you get out ahead of what must be done, the less taxing the whole thing becomes on your life. In many cases, the necessity of taking action is more draining than the action itself. You cannot avoid that necessity entirely, yet you can greatly reduce how long it lasts. Put an immediate end to the need for action by going ahead and taking that action. As soon as you're aware it must be done, get it done. And free yourself from the needless burden imposed by procrastination. Growth looks good on you. That's today's Motivational Minute, only on Hustle and Shine in the Morning, Hot 103 Jams.
TMG, the morning gossip. It's the morning gossip with Hustle and Shine on Hot 103 Jams.
6:23 on your time. It's a high of 70. Currently, cousins, it is 54 in Independence. Rapper Blueface had a question for critics as he explained his quote-unquote parenting style after his 3-year-old daughter, Journey, had a meltdown inside of a mall.
All you guys insist on me whooping a 3-year-old girl's ass. I'll be the 26 up for doing the same shit. Like I said, I'm wrong. Make it make sense for me, Chad.
So he's saying that people are complaining that he's not disciplining his daughter by whooping her?
Yeah, and then in retaliation, he's saying now if he did that to somebody that's 26, a woman that's 26, people would be mad.
Wow, I never thought that I agree with Blueface, but here we are. I think about this a lot with my future kids, like whooping a daughter. Like I can't do it, dog. I think there are other ways of discipline, especially when a man coming to a young lady. I think that could have some ramifications that you don't want later on, and there are better ways to try and discipline. So I think he's He's right.
Well,
you tell me from your point of view.
To add clarity, especially if you look at the comments of, you know, this discourse, he was relating it to domestic violence. Like him putting his hands on a woman is
I wouldn't even pay attention to that.
Yeah, he wasn't saying whooping is, yeah, that's what I'm saying. Yeah, okay. But what you saying, yeah, I get that.
I was going a whole other direction.
He wasn't necessarily saying that. He just like, if I put my hands on one of my baby mamas.
Don't, why would you even want to think that, man? Oh, come on.
Kids raising kids.
Yeah, I guess.
Other news. Comedian DC Youngfly said he is done shopping at Ralph Lauren after they would not take his clothes back.
I'm going to just be real. Don't buy shit from Ralph Lauren, because if you try to take it back, you got to keep the receipt and the tags. I got the receipt, but I ain't got the tags. I took the tag out when I wore the shit, and then I ain't like the ugly outfit. So I tried to bring it back.
Have you ever returned something that you wore?
I don't return clothes. I don't return anything.
Oh yeah, you.
I don't. I don't like doing that. I just.
You don't even want to return.
I don't. I don't like to return items. I don't like to return food if it's bad. Like if we go into
my man going eat. They give you a.
I know how to suffer.
A burger. And you ordered a. It's sushi roll. You'll eat it
because it's like, well, no, I, no. Okay, so now that's going too far. Now it's just that I don't like to complain. And when it comes to food, stuff like that, like, I don't know what they're going to do to it.
Yeah. Now, it's about the delivery. Because if you in there cussing and whatever, yeah, I wouldn't want the food either. Give me a gift card.
Have you ever seen this movie called Waiting?
Mm-mm.
Go watch this movie called Waiting. Yeah, it has scarred me for life. I'm telling you, bro.
Just don't cuss nobody out and take it to the... Just be like, hey, I didn't ask for pickles, but ain't no way I'm finna spend my money and you not get the order right. People, unless I'm already gone.
People be having these attitudes. They be having something wrong with them. I don't even want to risk it. I just be like, I'm good. Y'all not finna put no extra, you know, sauce on my burger. absolutely
a little
not.
Extra seasoning.
Yikes.
This is Jonathan Duncan, councilman from the 6th District. I'm hustling and shining on Hot 103 Jam.
I don't know where you was at, Diva, man. Them tornado sirens is going off.
I went to grab my life jacket.
You did?
My mama sent me one day. I'm dead serious.
A whole life jacket?
Yeah. I didn't know what was happening. I was finna get in a tub.
Yeah, it was crazy. Well, you know, seriously though, unfortunately, one person died in a traffic crash that happened last night on southbound I-35 at Antioch Road in Johnson County. So we definitely sending our condolences and praying for the friends and family of that person. This wreck forced the closure of the exit ramps at Lamar Avenue, D, and I-635 and Metcalf Avenue. That's according to the Kansas Highway Patrol. So the roads opened up just after midnight, and the sign, there was this big sign is, you know, that tells you where to go with the highway signs. It fell down, dog. Like, and Overland Park police are investigators. They're still working to determine what else caused the wreck along with all of that. So
that's awful.
Yeah, man, just awful. And if you was on socials last night and you saw what was going on, boy, look, that weather was wicked.
Yeah.
I thought about getting outside and going to Draft Fest that was at Power and Light.
Yeah. I saw videos of people running for cover, trying to, you know, the wind was kicking up. Yeah, it was a lot
everything
going on yesterday.
Yeah, so y'all be careful, man. This is that time of year where you know, this is that twist of weather. So be careful, y'all.
Hey, yo, what up? It's your boy Jay White did it. And guess what, man? I wake up to Hustle and Shine on Hot 103.
D, let's turn our attention to KCK. This police department has had some questionable behavior over the past several years. And a former KCK police officer is facing several drug and official misconduct charges following a police investigation. Now, the Wyandotte County District Attorney's Office charged Eric Evans yesterday with one count of felony possession of cocaine, one count of felony possession of methamphetamine, one count of misdemeanor drug paraphernalia possession, and five counts of misdemeanor official misconduct. So, DA Mark Dupree and KCKPD Chief of Police Carl Oakman, they spoke at a press conference yesterday, and they're saying that the crimes did not happen during Evans' time as an officer with the KCKPD, but during his second job as an off-duty officer. Mm. But they were tipped off to a suspected drug deal involving the officer, and an investigation by their internal affairs unit They performed a sting operation to arrest him. So this, look, all this stuff is, this is crazy. The sting operation resulted in Evans being taken into custody Wednesday after a vehicle stop.
When IA get involved, it's on a whole nother level.
Whenever you see misconduct or something like that from anybody, this is why it's important to always kind of report these things.
It is.
Because you got to keep these things on record of, and it's a part of keeping people accountable.
It's your boy, Funny Marco, a.k.a. Marco, and I'm hustling, shining in the morning. Make sure y'all tap in. Let's get it.
Yo, thank you and love to all the cousins that's tapping the Hot 103 Jams app, listening to Hustle and Shine in the Morning. Shout out to the cousins that's tapped into the stream on the Facebook, YouTube, and the Twitch at Hot 103 Jams. You checking me and Deanna out in the studio. Love and appreciate you. And shout out to the cousins who's listening the old school way. Especially our cousins in KCKD. They on I-70 and the 18th Street Expressway. We love you and appreciate you. Especially if you from the I-70 and I-670 in KCK.
Hi, cousin.
Thank you. What about you on 169 and I-29 from I-435 in Metcalf? We love and appreciate you wherever you're driving around in Kansas City, listening to Hustle and Shine in the Morning, making us a part of your daily morning routine, cousins, because we know and we realize you could have been anywhere else in the world.
But you decided to be here with us today, and we appreciate you and your time.
Shout out,
you know what time it is. Yeah. The 7-Eleven roll call only on Hustle and Shine in the Morning. Let's get straight into it. Our cousins hitting us up. Big love to Aaron Sparkman. We are sending a special birthday shout out to Aaron Sparkman Jr. turning 23 years old today.
Happy birthday
to you. Enjoy yourself. Do the big one. Do the fool. Shout out to Carbonar. Hey, cousin.
Run them pockets.
You know, I was going to say it, but you know, our cousins is getting a little older, so I didn't want to put that pressure on you. Major shout out to Jessica out in Lexington, Missouri. She says she's super proud of her son, Jonathan. He's graduating from college next week, so big love to him. Big love also to the Bridgewater family, Dionasia, Jameer, Messiah, Nova, Kenyon. Hope you all are having an amazing day. One of our cousins, Leslie. That's that AKA Big Pressure. That was sent over from NaomiK, repping the east side of Kansas City. Said, hey. Also, shout out to my mama, my daddy, my sister, and my brothers. Yeah, you might as well shout out the whole family. Big love to Fly High Auntie Bobby Jean Wilson. We love you. And that was sent from the Houston family.
It's an old school name.
One of our cousins said, shout out to the Chiefs. Another ring coming. Look, we're going to be talking about the NFL draft soon. You already know. Anastasia Jackson over in OP. We appreciate you. Whitney Tubbs, good morning to you. Big love to Terrell. Says, stay focused and stay prayed up. And that's a message to everybody around the town.
Amen.
And then, thank God it's Friday. That's to all the healthcare workers. Look, we love and appreciate the healthcare workers and all that you do. We appreciate you all so much. And I want to send some love and some extra energy to anybody that is battling any health battles right now. I recently found out one of a good friend of mine, CJ, he is in intensive care. So sending some prayers to CJ, his entire family, and his friends, and anybody that's going through that right now, we sending some extra love your way. And thank you to the healthcare providers and all those people that spend that extra time to make sure our loved ones have what they need. So thank you all so much.
Yes. Also, a couple shout outs. Yesterday I was at the Real Futures Mentor Summit. Aisha, thank you so much for having me there.
Hey,
Aisha
cousin.
Tyler, thank you so much. Also, shout out to Schlegel, JC Harmon, Washington. They were all there representing.
Yes.
Including Mary Jenkins. So good to meet everybody there. It was a good time, D.
I love that.
TMG, the morning gossip. It's the Morning Gossip with Hustle and Shine on Hot 103 Jam.
7:24 on your time, high of 71. Currently, it is 53 at the Truman Library. Kaylani, it is her birthday today, so happy birthday, little cousin. But also, she is dropping her entire project. Now, before she did so, she got a phone call from Usher, and it was a tough thing to hear.
I had another song with Usher. I'm like, we got an Usher collab, y'all. We're having a whole interview about it. We go on pause. We take a break. Usher FaceTimes me. And I'm like, yo. He's like, I don't like the song. In saying he didn't like the song, he said, but I really believe in you as an artist. And this is me saying, let's keep pushing and let's keep writing until we find the right song.
Was it Folded?
It was not Folded.
Okay.
They, I think they have a couple of tracks that were scrapped that they, you know, have tucked away that we were probably never, ever going to hear. But she just dropped her, I believe, her fifth studio album today. And
yeah, I have not my email.
Yeah, and so I mean, on this album, she has Brandy, which I did hear the Brandy song, and oh, it's fire. Missy Elliott, Cardi B is on this too. Usher is on it, so I guess what they found the right song. I guess they did, but I'm sure that's probably hard to hear too sometimes from the GOAT. Other news, Offset. He is back on the streets, back on the prowl. Hide your girlfriends and your baby mamas.
Bon appetit.
This is the first interview he's done since he was shot.
Maybe I need to be ducked off a little bit more, locked in, working on my craft and figuring out what's my next move in the music. All the other was just like distractions and just, it's wrong place, wrong time. But we here, man. I'm pushing, man. At the end of the day, the grind don't stop, bro.
I know a boat hate to see him coming, boy. Golly, see him in.
You'd be at 7th Street going crazy, huh? Another one. Hit.
Yeah, he up at the Bally's.
Double or nothing.
Going crazy at the Ameristar. You know what I'm saying? Then he take it to the Harris.
Oh, boy. Did you say Argosy, too? Yeah, Did you mention that one?
He touching all of them,
D. He going through there.
And he might as well go to the Legends. What's the one that, Hollywood? Is that Hollywood
out
there?
Yeah.
Hitting all of them.
If he go on tour, I guess he ain't gonna be on the stages. He gonna be on the slides.
Oh my God.
Yikes.
What's good, y'all? It's the Sovereign Man himself, the Royal Chief. I'm up hustling and shining on Hot 103 Jam.
Before the draft happened yesterday, D, there was some news out of Kansas City Chiefs as the Chiefs defensive backs coach, Dave Merritt, was arrested and booked into the Johnson County Jail yesterday morning on a misdemeanor domestic battery charge. The Johnson County District Attorney's Office, they charged Mr. Merritt with one count of domestic battery in connection with an incident investigated by the Overland Park Police Department. Not many more details were released other than that. Mm. Another stain on this. This team just seems they can't keep away from the negative headlines.
Yeah,
I don't know about that. But in other news, Chiefs draft yesterday, 2 first round picks. Chiefs actually traded up in the first round.
I saw that.
To select a cornerback, which was much needed. But here's Brett Veach on his thoughts. Chiefs GM Brett Veach on his thoughts on the moves that they made.
You know, we just relied on our data analytics and said like the Saints would be likely to take the lane there just because of losing the 2 corners the last 2 years. And again, similar predicament. So just went up there and got that guy. And it's funny because 3-4 weeks ago when we were going through the 30 visits, I bumped Steve and I said, we're going to bring our corner. And he's like, don't bring him in. Just don't bring him in. Let's just zoom him. Let's keep it quiet. Thought we did a good job. I think a lot of people thought we might go offensive line there. But this was our guy the whole time. It's hard to find good corners.
Yeah, it's a lot of gamesmanship going down around the draft. You never really know who's going to pick who. But Mansoor Delane, considered the best cornerback in the draft.
Yeah, I seen him out of LSU, right?
Out of LSU. He can play man coverage. He can play a little zone. He looks good. Look, man, corner was a need because we traded McDuffie. And I remember D, she was spot on at the end of last year when she was calling out McDuffie for getting burnt a couple times.
Yeah, he did. Yeah,
you know, she called it
burn
out.
Burn
in. Stop.
For real.
Yeah, so, but you know, the expectations are going to be high for this kid because the Chiefs traded a 3rd round pick and an extra 5th round pick to try and go up and get this guy. So he has to be at least all pro by his 2nd year because, in all fairness, that's what McDuffie was his 2nd year. So that's.
He got to pay off.
Yeah, so we'll see with that. Also,
I like his energy too. Sorry to cut
you
off. I like the energy when I saw the video of him being like, they make the best move in a draft. I love that. So you coming in with that type of confidence, that to me, that's what Kansas City is. It's that type of pride you got to have when you put on that red. Go ahead.
Gotta have that as a corner too, D. And then with the 29th pick that they held on to, that they actually traded McDuffie for, they got a defensive tackle, Peter Woods from Clemson. He's going to help out Chris Jones. He might be our next Chris Jones, to be honest with you. On that defensive line. So, Kansas City, look, we just want to throw it to you. If you got some thoughts on this draft, what clubs you think they're going to go to, how y'all going to welcome them to Kansas City, what barbecue spots you going to take these draft picks to,
right?
Hit us up. Let us know what you think.
Yeah. You want us? I mean, we can do a couple things. You want the text line thumping? You want the phone line? Which ones you want to be?
Either or. Let's do the text line.
Okay,
text us
right now, cousins. 816-900-4103. Text us your thoughts on the NFL draft and the Chiefs' latest picks.
Wanda, stand up.
This is great news, Carter.
I'm up hustling and shining on Hot 103 Jams. And don't forget
girls flag football is now an official high school sport.
Hey. Cheers to that. I'm so excited for our young girls.
Okay. So the Kansas State High School Activities Association, they voted to sanction girls flag football as an official sport, giving teams more opportunities for competitions, funding, and recognition. Kansas is now the 18th state to sanction the sport.
Good stuff.
Girls will be able to compete for a KSHSAA state championship in flag football starting in the 26-27 school year. Nearly 11,000 people signed a petition as part of the Chiefs' Let Her Play campaign to get girls flag football sanctioned in Kansas. So, you know, the Chiefs have helped launch pilot programs in schools across Kansas over the past 3 years, providing equipment, jerseys, and funding to girls flag football teams. Just three high schools in Kansas and four in Missouri competed during the program's first year, but it's been quickly gaining traction, and this for sure is going to speed that process up, D.
Yeah, I'm so excited for our young female athletes in that space, because when I was growing up, back when I was in school, about like 2015 or so, it was a thing. We did Powder Puff is what we called it, but we never had the actual ability to do so and play on a level where we're playing competitively and take it to another level. So the fact that this opportunity is out there for our young girls, do y'all thing.
What position would you, D, you would be definitely middle linebacker. I don't know. You may not have a speed
middle
for that.
Middle linebacker?
Absolutely.
No.
You got to look.
You got Myron in here.
D, look.
How would you get
because that? All right, you built like Nick Bolton. Like you kind of.
Who's Nick Bolton? Oh,
he's a Chiefs middle linebacker. You kinda,
okay, hold on.
Down in your legs, you got kind of like, you know.
Oh, you say? Well,
I'm just saying she can get down in the trenches.
Well,
a little
when
bit,
I was
man.
Playing basketball, I was throwing bowls in the paint, but at the same time, I could do everything. But this is the thing. I would. I'm gonna tell you because you asked me.
Yep.
I would be able to be quarterback.
Quarterback.
But then also, I got an arm. And then also. I could run some routes. So I feel like, because that's what I do when I'm on NCAA.
I don't know about her footwork.
She too cute to be.
I'm not finna get tackled. Shout out to the glory, because they be getting down.
Y'all don't know the real Deanna. I know the real Deanna. She get down and dirty, dog.
Linebacker is not a fun position.
Yes, it is.
She be like Ray Lewis up there.
That's right.
Come on, man. Come on. Right. Come with you, man.
That's right. Please rescue me from Uncle and Uncle.
Stop. Don't do that. Hit the text line. What are the cousins saying on the Roger Wright, attorney Roger Wright? I got you. Text line.
Shout out to Rich Harris. He said, great draft. We are on our way back to the Super Bowl. I feel you on that. And then, of course, some other of our cousins, just Kiara sent some love and just said it's good. The trade so far definitely tells the team.
It's good.
Show. Yeah. So
look for more defense in this draft, y'all. We got rounds 2 and 3 tonight, and then 4 through 7 is happening on Saturday. So it's going to be a defensive draft because, yeah, that's what we're lacking at right now.
Yeah, that's cool.
This Malachi Ross, 13-time national champion, and I'm hustling and shining on High 103 Jams.
Let's get in the booth, D.
Let's do it.
Come on.
Hold on. Go ahead. Turn me up a little bit. Got that bass. You feeling good?
Yeah.
You driving down the highway. Slow your butt down, cousin.
Come on. Come on. Come on. Come on. Come on.
Get up and get out. It's a Friday. Weather keeps on changing, so it's sunny today. But Hustle Shine got you always.
Uh-huh.
Have a safe weekend, and we'll talk Monday.
You know it. We kicking things off with Aura.
Tonight. Ain't that how you doing, B?
Tonight.
I'll be DJing with DJ Doop at Aura. Of course, we celebrating all the Tauruses. And of course, 10 p.m. sharp. It's already going to be a function. Table don't be sold out. You can still just pull up and have a good time with us. Please, pull up.
And then I'll be doing the Christian Charity Church Gala going down tonight as well.
Amen to that.
Yeah, while you sinning, I'm going to be winning.
Hey.
Shout out to the Christian Charity Church, man. I love y'all. And then you'll be at the Juneteenth pageant brunch tomorrow, D.
Yes, major shout out to Key for that invitation. I was there last year. Just a chance to hang out with our young teen girls that are making a difference and learning a lot of different things. So, yeah, I'll be stopping by there.
Duh.
And that should be real fun.
Let's see. What else going down? Let me get back to my notes.
On Saturday?
Oh, I'm doing the... Michael Jackson, Jackson Family set at In Good Company. So that means we got to switch it up. Look, y'all make sure y'all come through. I'm going in. I'm playing everything from the Victory Tour, the Bad Album, Thrill Album, Off the Wall, all of that, man. Janet Jackson, all of that.
Yeah, that's what I like to hear. Throw some Janet up in there.
Oh, you're going with Nick Davis at the Goodies Party. My bad, on Sunday.
Yeah, that's Sunday, though. Yeah, I'm not going to be playing any Michael. I might mix some Billie Jean in with some
Emotion Party. Some Dirty Diana or something.
I might throw in some. This Emotion Party, you can have with some Michael. We gonna figure it out. Shout out to Nick Davis for the one time. I'll be over at Goodies at 10 Roof, 3 p.m. to 8 p.m. That's on your Sunday.
And then the Michael Jackson biopic. We know a number of our cousins are going out to see it. Patrick Moore. Look, man, you in the building. You up, Hustle Shine. We finally got you in the building, dog.
Yeah, thanks for having me.
We appreciate you, man. Just your initial quick thoughts real quick with the Michael Jackson movie.
Yeah, okay, so like if you're a Michael Jackson fan, you want to celebrate his music, I think you're going to like it. I think if you're expecting to learn anything more about Michael that you don't already know, you're probably not going to learn anything.
Okay, let's talk about that a little bit more coming up at TMG. Yeah.
TMG, the Morning Gossip. It's the Morning Gossip with Hustle and Shine on Hot 103 Jam.
8:25 on your time. It is a high of 71. Currently, it is 52 at Blue Springs Lake. Fans have been reacting to the movie premiere of the Michael Jackson biopic. There's been fans showing up to movie theaters dressed like Michael Jackson, the white socks, the flooded pants, everything, and even that glove. Not the OJ glove, but the MJ glove.
Stop.
And breaking out into dances at the movie theaters. Just hear.
That's me right there, babe.
Okay. Just hear all of this commotion in the movies. Now, I know
that's right.
And so people were getting up dancing while the film was going on. Now, would you walk out?
No. Absolutely not. I might be joining in with him.
Oh, Lord.
Patrick Moore, was that going on when you was watching the movie, too?
People getting up dancing? There were people dressed up. There were people in front of me that got up and were dancing. There was a guy that had the full white suit on. Like, it was happening.
Now, I know, Patrick, you are also the VP of Kansas City Film Critics Circle. So you've been in the film critic space for a minute now, and you have the expertise. You got to rate this.
All right, what am I rating on? What's the scale?
Okay, what should it be, B? Should it be like
storyline, costuming and makeup, accuracy, music, the score, the acting, of course.
That's a lot.
Are we doing out of 5, out of 10?
10, let's do 10, out of 10. Just another part of me. Come on.
From your experience, from what you saw,
I think from music and like Jafar Jackson's performance alone, I would give it a 6 out of 10.
Okay, damn. 6 out of 10.
Low.
But like that's only because the movie is just kind of one long music video, mm-hmm. which is not necessarily a bad thing.
Yes.
But it's kind of like you're like skimming his Wikipedia where it's like we just we skip a couple years at a time. Mm-hmm. And so it's like, oh, here's Thriller. Here's this song.
What
and
did
now
they
we're doing
show
this.
When he was a kid? Did they go deep
without
dive
telling
into
us
that?
Too much?
Yeah, no. So yeah, you start off with like young Michael, and like the actor who plays him is also really great. And you see Coleman Domingo, right, as Joe Jackson. Mm-hmm. You see him kind of being abusive, so you Michael get that a little bit.
Yeah, yeah, that's the part I knew growing up. I heard they highlighted that one. So it doesn't sound like this is the Jackson in American Dream.
Not so much. And, like, it's not even the whole Michael, because you do skip a little bit, but, like, it ends with him on the bad tour.
Yes. Part 2 is going to be crazy.
Yeah.
So, they definitely tease a part 2. Like, they say Michael will return at the end of the movie.
I can't wait.
Very interested to see this. Also, another quick thing. Michael Jackson fans are a little bit upset, B, you included. Kat Graham, she was playing Diana Ross in the upcoming film. Well, she revealed on social media that they cut her scene. So, Diana Ross is not mentioned at all.
We know why.
Maybe you could tell me off air.
They had a little bang. They had a little thang thang back in. Michael and Diana.
And what's that?
Doing nothing!
So yeah, and they don't hand out any of Michael's relationships, at all.
They had to steer clear.
What's it like? Brooke Shields? She doesn't make an appearance in this?
No, Brooke Shields. You do get a lot of bubbles, though.
A lot of bubbles. Okay. So now you got jokes, Patrick. Okay. All right. Man, Patrick, how can people reach you on your socials, man?
Yeah, I help produce this thing called KC Streetcar Takes, so just follow KC Streetcar Takes on Instagram. Brian, you already did it.
Love it.
And we'll have to have you on, too.
I would love to be on there.
Hop on that streetcar, y'all. Patrick Moore, man, we're going to have you back, man. Thank you for coming on Hustle and Shine in the morning and being one of the cousins this morning.
Thank you so much for having me.
Well, now that that is taken care of, it is time for birthday announcements.
It's Taurus season. Happy birthday to those devoted, artistic, and a little controlling Taurus.
Hey, who birthday? Put your hand up.
Send it over, birthday love, to actor Derek Luke. Happy birthday to actress known for her role as the principal on Everybody Hates Chris. Happy birthday to Alisa Perry. Hey, cousin. Happy birthday to actor, singer, and rapper. You remember him as Malik Payne on Tyler Perry's House of Pain. Happy birthday to LaRami Doc Shaw. Major birthday love to TV actress and voice actress. You remember her from Parenthood and several other hit shows. Happy birthday to Reagan Gomez Preston. Happy birthday to singer, songwriter, record producer, and dancer who just dropped an album today. And if you break up with her, she might fold your clothes.
Oh my God.
Happy birthday to Kehlani. And last but not least, sending over some major birthday love to actor, comedian, game show host, TV personality, straight out of my hometown, and one of the original kings of comedy. Happy birthday to Cedric the Entertainer.
Okay, D, let's go home and wish some of our cousins in KC some happy birthdays. Happy birthday, Sid, Sick With It Fisher, G Feezy, and Jeffrey McFly. Happy birthday, Leah McLaughlin, Deion Evans, and Danielle Jefferson. Plus, sending birthday love to Calvin Williams and everybody else born on April 24th. Happy birthday, Taurus. Celebrate
hey.
Your day.
Hey,
happy birthday. Put your hand up.
We see you singing in the car.
Oh, my God.
Your neighbors hear you singing at the crib.
Hey.
Now it's time to play.
What's the name of the show?
That's My Jam with Hustle and Shine on Hot 103 Jam.
Good morning, cousin. Who is this?
This is Lady J. How you doing?
We good, Lady J. What you got going on this Friday?
I'm on the highway taking my daughter to college.
Oh, okay.
Oh, period. What college she going to?
Hidden Valley.
No, that's right.
She's doing medical assistance.
Okay.
Congrats to her.
What flavor air freshener y'all got in that car?
We just got the car. We ain't putting nothing in here. Uh-oh.
Big money. Okay. Big money. Let me open the dollar.
New car sent. Okay.
All right, Lady J and Lil Niece, we got a hookup for you. A $20 gas card on hand, but you got to finish these Michael Jackson lyrics. You ready?
I'm ready.
Okay. She trying.
What?
Baby, did you want this?
Baby, did you want this? Oh my God. Well, let's wrap this up.
This the Independence Ave version.
Oh, baby, did you want this? Do you want this, baby? Baby, do you want this? Really?
You've been hit by a criminal.
She got that part. Hey, okay, cousin. Look, this is a forget about it type of Friday. We're going to hook you up with that $20 gas card. You're going to keep it for yourself and give it to somebody else.
I'm going to give it to my daughter. It's her birthday. She turned 26 today.
Oh, yeah. Happy birthday.
Happy birthday.
Hi, happy birthday.
Tell Kansas City what morning show is getting you hooked up.
Hustle to Shine in the morning. The Hot 103 Jam.